We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merit Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Good morning, Brevard County. This is Bob Arthurs, and you're listening to the Refresh radio broadcast right here on WMIE 91.5 FM in Cocoa, Florida. This program is brought to you by the Saints at Merit Assembly of God, who are very, very excited about what God is doing in people's lives, and we're just praying that this radio program will be a blessing to you. Also, we have a few people in our church that have businesses, and we like to give them a little plug here on the radio program as well, because they are, if it was not for the faithfulness of our congregation, we would not be able to do the things that we are able to do. And so thank you very much for tuning in. And today we want to thank Bill Andriak of Creative Air Conditioning Solutions. They help take care of our air conditioning there at the church and make sure that everything stays cool and stays warm, depending upon which way it's fluctuating during right now. So we want to give them a shout out. And if you have any air conditioning or heating issues that you need addressed, you could reach them at 759-3284. Bill and Heidi, Heidi's our worship leader at the church, and they are just a major blessing to the body of Christ, and so we're very thankful for them. We also have with us today our Women of Worth director, our women's director at Merit Assembly of God. Her name is Stephanie Booth, and here in just a second, you're going to hear from her, and her voice is, you're going to say, where have I heard her voice before? And she is the one who recorded our intro and our closing on our radio program. And so if you're scratching your head and wondering where you've heard her voice before, that is where it is. And so I'm going to let her greet you here for just a moment, and then we're going to get into our Bible study for today. So say hello to Stephanie Booth.
Hello, and thank you so much for tuning in. I am so excited just for what God has in store for you today. It's such an amazing word that Pastor Bob has put together here. And as a women's ministry leader, I just want to encourage all the ladies out there, no matter what season you're in, if you're that young mom, you know, at home with those little babies, you know, playing on the floor, and you're overwhelmed and overworked, and I've been there. I understand. And I just want, today, I want for you to just tune in, and I just pray God's grace and favor over you right now, wherever you're at, and for, you know, that God would just give you strength and power through His Holy Spirit. And I also, you know, for those that are driving home from work after a long day, and you may be tired and wore out and battling the traffic, well, I just pray for grace right now over you and peace over you. As you know, those working moms that are, you know, providing financially and going home and thinking about dinner and cooking and cleaning. And even for the, you know, you ladies that are more seasoned, that are retired or widowed, you know, I just pray God's anointing, that He would just, His strength and power would come upon your body. And whatever season of life you're in, whatever you're going through, whatever you're battling, just open your hearts and minds right now to this word. And just like the broadcast is refreshed, that you would be refreshed and renewed in your spirit. And that's our prayer for you today.
Amen. And Stephanie is doing a phenomenal job. And in fact, this last Wednesday, we started a new class on Wednesday nights. And it's a class designed specifically for dealing with younger ladies. We have our boys and girls ministry that goes on during that time. And so we are, our vision continues to expand, and our facilities, we have our vintage service on Wednesday, and then our boys and girls ministry, and now this class on Wednesday night. And I think we're getting pretty close to having every room utilized on Wednesday nights now. And, you know, I served on staff at a church one time, and he said, there are problems which are bad problems, and then there are problems which are good problems. And we're starting to have some good problems at Merit Assembly of God and needing more space.
What's so cool about the Wednesday night thing, just for the women, is you can drop your kids off at a phenomenal kids ministry where they are going to get ministered to and blessed and have a great time. And you get to come upstairs with the other ladies and just form relationships and just be encouraged. And it's just to come as you are. It's not a formal thing. Actually, we strive to make it informal, where you come as you are and we just talk. And what are you going through? You know, what are you struggling with? What can we pray for you about? And we just talk and we open the word and just let the Holy Spirit just kind of take over. And that my prayer is that every woman that comes through there is renewed, refreshed, and has a little bit more of the word as far as knowledge and teaching. So it's a great time. Come out. Drop your kids off. So those of you that are just looking for a little bit of a break, come on. The kids are going to have a great time.
They are. And for those of you who think, well, you know, I like to get in right at the beginning. Well, you know, you're pretty much able to get in right at the beginning. And so that is something exciting that is going on. Now, I have been asking you on the program this week to join us in prayer this Sunday morning. We have preaching a message, and what we are praying for is for people to get saved. Now, I'll tell you what, I've got loved ones that I'm praying for to get saved. I've got friends that I'm praying for to get saved, and I don't care who leads them to Jesus. I just want them brought to Jesus. And so today, if you have been joining with us in praying for this aspect, can we just take a moment and get this Friday broadcast started, where we say, God, would you captivate our family, friends, loved ones, coworkers, enemies? Would you captivate them by the love of Jesus Christ? So, Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, we just come to you and we just pray, God, that your love would be manifest in Brevard County this week. Lord, I've got loved ones across the country. Would your love manifest in their life? Lord, would the scales fall off of their spiritual eyes? Would their heart be opened to the truth of God's word? Lord, would the deceiving spirits that have operated in their lives and led them astray, Lord, would those spirits be bound and restricted in Jesus' name? And Lord, we pray for the Spirit of truth to abide in their hearts, to dwell in their hearts, Lord, that they would come to embrace their need for Jesus Christ. Lord, I pray for our services at Merit Assembly of God this week, that your word would be preached, Lord, that your word would be received and it would take root in people's lives. Lord, we thank you that you don't want any to perish, but all to come to everlasting life. And so I pray this week, God, that people's lives would be changed and they would be saved to the glory of God. Thank you very much for praying. And as if you'd like to ask Jesus to be the Lord of your life, contact us at meritassembly@hotmail.com, 454-4263, or you can mail us something at 165 North Grove Street. We would love to hear from you and help you in growing in your relationship, not just to get saved, but to become a disciple in Jesus Christ. So we have been talking about the Lord's Prayer in Matthew chapter 6, and so I'm going to open up my Bible there today, Matthew chapter 6, and we're just going to start reading and pick up where we have been dealing with. In verse number 9, Matthew chapter 6, verse number 9, it says, "In this manner, therefore, pray, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, and as we forgive our debtors. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen." And so we have been talking about and are going to continue to talk about for quite a few broadcasts now about the part of the prayer, "Give us this day our daily bread." And one of the things that we run into so often is people are very concerned about their daily needs, and those are absolutely important. They are. If we don't have our daily needs met, then we're not going to be around for very long. eating is kind of important. I have a line that I say, it's My parents got me addicted to food as a child, and I've never been able to break the addiction. So we don't want to just gloss over the daily aspect, but the foundation that Jesus has us pray in the early part talks about our relationship with our Heavenly Father and the provision that we're asking for in verse number 11 there. Give us this day our daily bread. When we start asking for provision, it is birthed out of our relationship with Him. And so we're going to start talking this morning a little bit about that relationship and the development of it, where people start with their relationship and kind of how God wants to progress, because God wants you to have life. God, you know, if you're not living, you're not going to eat much. If you're dead, you're not going to eat much. In fact, just before I came to the radio station here today, I was reading about a testimony about a person who, as a child, went into a vegetative state. He contracted a disease, and he was in a vegetative state, and he was that way for, I believe it was something like 12 years. He just existed, and people did not even realize that he was cognizant of everything that was going on in his life. And all of a sudden, against the hope, you know, the doctors had given them no hope. The parents had become discouraged. All of a sudden, he snapped out of it, and now he's leading a fully functional life, and he's sharing with people, hey, even though I was not active physically, I was aware of everything that was going on. And one of the things that I read was how he even became hopeless himself because he saw the despair that others had. So today we want to refresh your hope. And say, you know what, if you have just been existing, God has a word for you today that is going to summon you to newness of life. If people have told you you were never able to do anything, never going to amount to anything, I want you to know God's got a different word for you, and I want you to hear it today. God wants you to live. And so let's look at Exodus chapter 20. Exodus chapter 20, and one of the things that struck me as I was looking at this passage this morning is this comes right on the heels of Moses receiving the Ten Commandments. In the first 17 verses are the Ten Commandments, and immediately in verse number 18, it says, "Now all the people witnessed the thunderings, the lightning flashes, the sound of the trumpet, and the mountain smoking. And when the people saw it, they trembled and stood afar off. Then they stood to Moses, 'You speak with us, and we will hear, but let not God speak with us, lest we die.' And Moses said to the people, 'Do not fear, for God has come to test you, and that his fear may be before you, so that you may not sin.' So the people stood afar off, but Moses drew near the thick darkness where God was." And so when I look at that, right on the heels of receiving the Ten Commandments, the people manifest what is going on in their life, and they proclaim, if we have an encounter with God, if we hear from God, we are going to die. Our life is going to be over. And some of you may be listening today, and you might think, well, if I become a Christian, I'm just going to, my life is over. I'm not going to be able to have any more fun. I'm not going to be able to do this or do that. And I want you to know, God's not going to end your life. He's going to cause you to have abundant life, and he's going to summon you to a higher quality of life instead of a lower quality of life. And Stephanie, I think you were talking about something there about the mediator that they were talking about.
We actually have two choices when you're faced with whatever you're going through, whatever your current circumstances looks like, whatever your environment looks like right now, and what you're just moseying through right now. You have two choices. You can either go away from God, pull away, withdraw from the church, withdraw from his people, withdraw from God himself, or you can press in. And you can go further. And sometimes it's scary. Sometimes it's counter what's natural. But you have two choices. So I find that a lot of times for people that are struggling in their faith, that a lot of times it's natural to withdraw. It's natural to kind of shun away from God. But then when things are good, to grab a hold of God. So you have two choices there, and sometimes it's going counter. You have like Moses who decided, I'm going to go ahead and go in, and the people that withdrew. And then eventually the people said, you know what, God, we are so afraid of you. We'll go ahead and let Moses be our mediator. You speak through Moses and he'll speak to us. And that's a pretty safe place. And I think there's so many people that maybe even be in church and sitting in the pew in a very safe place. God, you speak to the pastor and he'll speak to me. Or you speak to the women's ministry leader and she'll speak to me. But God is calling you, you, specifically you, to dig deeper, to go near to him. He is the source of life, this abundant life we're talking today. He is the source. And if you want it, why would you settle for second best? Don't settle for the mediator. Settle for the mediator, which is Jesus Christ. Grab a hold of him and that abundant life firsthand. Because as we know, what happens, Pastor Bob, later on in this chapter, they say, God, speak to Moses, and then he'll speak to us. And it wasn't further along in the chapter. And then what happened, Pastor Bob? All the people, it was the golden calf. They start sacrificing to this golden calf because they weren't directly connected to the power source. They drew away, and you'll never be where you want to be, where God wants you to be in this abundant life as long as you're settling for just hearing it from somebody else. God wants to give you a revelation of his word firsthand, not through somebody. So I challenge you, press in, grab a hold of his word, open your Bible and just pray, God, what do you have for me today? And make those steps.
And you know, the golden calf there, they have that in Exodus chapter 32. So you can read about that. And they say, we don't know what happened to Moses. You know, he went up on the mountain. Now we don't know what's happened to him. And you know what? Moses was receiving more and more and more from God. And so today, as we're looking at this, you know, give us this day our daily bread. I believe that God not only wants to meet our bare minimum nutritional requirements, but he wants us to receive an overabundance. I mean, he just has so much for us. And, you know, Moses, when he would come down, he would put a veil over his face. The people were terrified of their mediator once he came out of the presence of God. And today, you know, as we're getting ready to go into the weekend here, you know, God wants you to know, you can trust me. You can trust me to meet your need. You don't have to be afraid of me. It goes all the way back to Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden where they sinned, and all of a sudden they become afraid of God. And so if there have been things that have happened in your life and they have caused a fear, or, you know, Satan is causing you to be terrorized by the very thought of a God encounter, I want you to know that's not God. And He's got a different plan for you, and that is he wants to dwell in the midst of his people. He wants to be the very focal point of your life and my life. In Deuteronomy chapter 5, there's Moses is preaching to the people. He's getting ready to go away. He's getting ready to die, and he remembers this conversation. And in verse number 23, it says, "So it was when you heard the voice from the midst of the darkness while the mountain was burning with fire that you came near to me and all the heads of your tribes and your elders, and you said, 'Surely the Lord our God has shown us his glory and his greatness, and we have heard his voice from the midst of the fire. We have seen this day that God speaks with man, yet he still lives.'" What they were basically saying is, we finally get now what God was wanting us to see, and that is you can actually hear from God and it won't kill you. You know, if you're out there and you think, you know, if I go to church, the roof is going to fall in on my head, I want to assure you that that's not, if God was wanting to kill you, it wouldn't take much. Just taking away a little bit of oxygen and we're all dead. Okay? You've got to understand, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. And it's not just waiting for eternity for that life to come. I believe that he wants us to have that life today. So today, if I can get you to get that first revelation, that is, I don't have to be terrorized by God. I can actually hear from the Word of God. I can hear, I can receive what the pastor has to say or the women's leader has to say. And when I receive that, it's not going to kill me. It's actually going to impart life to me. Now we get it. And so that's where the people were. And, you know, Stephanie, I don't know if you've encountered people, but that's a real breakthrough when all of a sudden they realize God's not my enemy. God is on my side. And these things that he's telling me to do, they're for my benefit, not just because God's wanting me not to have any fun.
And another fear, I remember when I wasn't walking with the Lord, my biggest fear and what kept me from turning to God was the fear of I'm too far gone. I'm too far away from God. And my dad, when I was in a backslidden season in my life, my dad said something to me. It was so profound and I'll never forget it, and it impacted my life just so mightily. He said, Stephanie, always remember, no matter how far you think you are, all you have to do is turn around and there's God. He is always one step in the other direction. So all you have to do is turn around wherever you, if that's you that's just saying, I'm too far gone, I've sinned too much, you don't know, you know, you're just a pastor, you're just a women's ministry leader, you don't know what I've done, you don't know the sins I've committed. I just want to say to you, God is just standing right behind you. All you have to do is turn around and reach out to him, and you are right where you need to be.
Amen.
I just want to encourage you in that.
I remember reading a story. I get some little newsletters that come into my email box about a guy who had bought spent all the money he had. He was going to come to America, and it was not a plane trip. It was a cruise ship, and so he bought his ticket, and every night he would go to the door and he would look into the window. And he would see all of the people eating at the dining room table and, you know, the captain's dinner. And if you've ever been on a cruise ship, you know, just the crazy amounts of food that they have everywhere. And he didn't avail himself of any of it because he didn't realize that the food was part of the ticket that he had already paid for. And I want you to know today that you do not have to be starving. That Jesus is not just looking to get you from earth to heaven. He's looking to bless you and walk with you and have fellowship with you every step of the way. There's one last passage that I want to get to today. You can go to it in Matthew chapter 4. Matthew chapter 4, it is talked about here in when Jesus is being tempted in the wilderness to turn stone into bread. He was away. He had been driven by the Spirit into the wilderness for 40 days. He was being tempted of Satan during that time. Satan was trying to get him to break. And you know what the great thing about it was? Jesus knew where he came from. He knew where he was going. He had already known the goodness of God, and the temptations that Satan offered him, those had to be like heaven's rejects, if you will. They just didn't compare with the glorious thing. And he said, well, all you would have to do is turn these stones to bread if you are the Son of God. In verse number 4, it says, but he answered and he said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. So when you see in Matthew chapter 6, where Jesus is saying, pray this way, Lord, give us, not just mine, but give us, corporate, this day, our daily bread, and you realize that it goes back to manna, it goes, there's the feeding of the 5,000 that's going to take place, and Jesus reveals that he's the bread of life, but Jesus tells us here the real truth, not just the truth that, you know, when you hear the voice of God, it can be a very intimidating thing. Let me tell you, it can be an intimidating thing to hear from God. But you, when you realize that it's not because God is wanting to kill you, you know, I read it over and over in the scripture. People see an angel, they hear a word from God, and they think, that's it, we're going to die. And you know, we talked about it in Deuteronomy chapter 5, that the people thought, now we understand that you can hear from God and not die. Jesus says, you only got part of the picture. Here's the real picture that God wants you to see, that you do not live by bread alone, but you really live when you hear every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. And so if you can set your heart up and set yourself up for this weekend to say, you know what, God, I want to hear from you. I have a desire. When I pray, give me this day my daily bread, give me a word from you today that is going to make a difference in my life. And so...
And I just want to piggyback that. Sometimes the word of God is not going to be an audible, thus saith the Lord.
Right.
Sometimes it's as simple as rehearing a word. Like today, there's something that sticks out and you just cannot get it out of your head. That's God speaking to you. Sometimes it's a verse that just pops out and it's, that's so me. That's so where I'm at right now. That's the voice of God. And it's tuning your ear to that and being sensitive to what God's saying around you. So just to clear.
And one of the things that Stephanie has been doing with our women at our Women of Worth is I believe she's launched them on a process of journaling.
Yes.
And that when you receive that word from God, that you don't ignore it. You cling to it, you hang on to it, and you know, that's one of the things that I love. It talks about Samuel having heard a word from the Lord and that he didn't let a single word fall to the ground. And the people, when Jesus was ministering, that they literally hung on Jesus' word. I really wish that I had, you know, was that type of communicator, that people were sitting on the edge of their seats just waiting for the next word. But that's really the type of attitude that we need to have with God. God, give me today the word that I need for today. And you know, you know that there's other days that are coming, but Jesus says, don't worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow's got enough trouble all by itself.
Yeah.
And I, you know, here's the great thing you'll learn is that when God gives you the word that you need and meets your needs for today, you will know that you can trust him tomorrow, that he's got you in the palm of his hands. And so today I pray that if you would like for God to give you today your daily bread, that all you got to do is simply ask. He's not a miser and say, well, if you'll do 3 cartwheels and 4 backward somersaults, I'll consider it. He wants you to hear his word. So let's close out today in prayer and prepare ourselves for the weekend where God's going to use us to not only hear a word from God, but to speak it in Jesus' name. Father, we want to thank you for this broadcast today. Thank you for what you're doing in ladies and what you are doing in men. God, I thank you today for those who are listening, and I pray, God, that if any of them have thought that if they heard from you that their life was over, their marriage was over, their relationship, you know, whatever it might be, God, I pray that you would give them faith to know that you are going to walk with them, that you're going to be with them, that you want to speak life into their life. In Jesus' name, we'll see you Monday here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merit Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, meritassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to meritassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510, 10:30 a.m. Remember Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.
Everybody I know says they need just one thing. What they really mean is I need just one thing more. And everybody seems to think they got it coming. Well, I know that I don't deserve it. Still, I want to love and serve you.